Inkling Productions presents The Story of the Human Beings, a radio drama by Jessica Ramey. Once upon a time, on an island far away, lived a tribe of Aborigines. So remote was the island that most of its inhabitants had never seen anyone from anywhere else. Some of them didn't even know there was anywhere else. They lived much as they had for centuries. The women spent their days tending their gardens and pigs and children. The men built huts for them to live in and fashioned ornaments and sacred masks of bark and feathers, and occasionally made war on the tribe on the other side of the island. I should explain that these people had many gods to propitiate, gods of awful power, gods who brought and withheld rainfall, plague and hunting, thunder and earthquakes. And so naturally, they had well-developed ceremonies and rituals adapted to the character of these gods and their needs. One day, the chief's older son, whom I'll call Chicago, was walking at the edge of the forest with one of his wives, and they saw a strange sight.
Tomorrow you've got to stay home and help me work on the North Garden.
Oh, honey, not tomorrow. We've got to reconsecrate the canoes. Hey, do you see what I see?
My gods, what is it?
A boat.
Well, how can it move without any paddles?
Search me, just that strange song.
Are they men, do you think?
Awful funny colored men.
It's evil spirits! Don't look, they'll get in your eyes!
They must be thanking the spirits. Honey, me and the elders had better take a meeting. I don't like the looks of this.
Back at the men's house, Chicago told the elders what he had seen.
They had to be ghosts. That's why they're white. No blood.
Ghosts don't come around in the daytime.
My wife saw them, too.
I don't like to hear my boys calling each other liars. Anyway, we've had these fellows around here before.
You never told us about...
You just weren't listening. A whole family of these white ones came to the island from another place.
The spirit world.
No, not the spirit world. From another island. My grandfather knew some of them. They talked like us, though not very well. They were always telling about their spirit father, who turned himself into a snake and came down to Earth.
I remember this.
And he married a woman, and they had a son, and the son died, but his ghost came back and said that one day he and all the ancestors would come back as living people, and no one would die anymore, and there would be no more work. Every day would be feasts and singing. Well, these white people stayed a while, not doing much of anything except telling these stories, and then some of them got sick and died, and the rest of them went back where they came from, I guess. Nobody remembers exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get another look at these guys.
That's right. Not every day something happens around here. But take your spear, just in case. You go along with them, Wichita.
Oh, Pop, it's late. It's almost time for the guys to drink kava.
It's time when I say it's time. Don't forget who's chief around here. You know, that's why you'll never amount to anything, Wichita. You gotta fish when the moon is full. I'm an old man, and I know a heck of a lot more about these things than you do.
Come on, right, Wichita. Okay. Let's go.
All right.
Take your spear, he says.
So the two brothers made their way down to the beach to look for the strange white men. But the white men were not there.
Well, they were here this morning.
Oh, if this is your idea of a joke. Making me carry these stupid yams all this way.
Oh, yeah? But then what's that boat doing there?
Hey, that boat is really weird, Chicago. I don't like this.
Look, they left prints. Let's track these guys down.
Oh, do we have to?
Come on, are you a warrior or a woman?
Well, if anything happens, don't say I didn't warn you.
So Chicago and Wichita followed the strange footprints. The trail led away from the beach and up a high bluff, and there they saw...
Wow. They can't be real people.
Pop said they were.
So what are they doing?
Praying, of course.
That's their sacred table with the vines strung all over.
Got that radio wire?
Vines? I think she's right. There's no leaves on it.
Okay, they took the leaves off, stupid.
This is Easy 7 calling Compact 4.
They should use a drum. The spirits like a backbeat.
Maybe it's different spirits.
Read you 5x5, over. Landed at north end of island about 0600 hours. No sign of the natives. Recommend you clear crew to come ashore and proceed with Operation Charlie, over. We'll monitor this frequency at 0800 hours for orders. Roger. Easy 7 out. Okay, Duffy, you can cut the juice.
Full speed ahead?
You got it. Well, let's pack up and chow down.
I'll say I could use some...
Hey, Lieutenant.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph?
Greetings, white men. I am Chicago, son of Chief Manhattan, and this is my brother Wichita. Welcome to the island of the human beings.
Please accept this basket of yams. I got him covered.
I think he's just saying hello. Hello there. I'm Lieutenant Dupuy, U.S. Navy. And this is Able Seaman Jim Duffy.
Hi, how are you?
We'll be staying on your island for a while.
Until we lick the Japs.
That's about the size of it.
So if you leave us alone, we won't bother you, and there'll be plenty of room here for both of us.
Don't be such a redneck. Thank you for the fruit. It looks very nice.
I can't understand a word they're saying.
I think they're just saying hello.
We should give them something.
I'll say, get a load of those spears. Would you gentlemen care for some of our justly famous sea ration chocolate?
What's he giving you?
Here, it's for you. Here, take it.
Thank you very much.
What do I do with this thing?
He doesn't know what to do with it.
Here, hey, I'll give it back. Wait a sec. Here, you see? It's to eat. Look. Here, I'll eat some too.
Here goes. Mmm. That's delicious.
It looks like dried mud.
Where are your manners?
Well, worse. Well, here goes. Mmm. Terrific.
Very good.
Ah, you like that. That's what we eat in the U.S. of A. You ever heard of it?
Hey, you guys are something else. Even if you do talk funny.
In the days that followed, the strange white men continued to pray at their sacred table strung with leafless vines, and soon there came to the island a much larger ship bearing many more strange men. And although they did not fast or make sacrifices and had no dances and very few songs, they were plentifully supplied with wonderful cargo. And the elders held another meeting.
Guess what, Pop? They've got a boat that moves on land, too.
It sings the same kind of song as the other boat. Sort of.
What happened to him?
Magic cargo. Oh,
they cast a spell on him. Why couldn't you keep an eye on him? Now we'll have to go through that whole song and dance.
It's not a spell, Pop, really. Anyway, he's old enough to take care of himself. But listen, these guys know some pretty sharp tricks. You should see this boat.
Bergen. You called it Bergen.
You call that a sharp trick?
These guys have a deal with the spirits.
So why do we do the work of the spirits? Just wait and they'll provide.
These white guys don't do any work, Pop. The stuff comes out of the sky to them. Do you remember the last famine we had? All this singing and dancing and bloodletting.
That was nothing. My little brother, now that was a sacrifice. Not that my father wasn't proud to do it. It was the will of the spirits, and it worked. It rained for many days after that. Believe me, son, the old ways are the best.
Yeah, sure, Pop. But this is totally different. It's like... us human beings ask the spirits not to make things happen, you know? Please don't let there be a drought. Don't let my wife die. But we never just say, send us something to eat. We just ask for a fair chance to get something to eat, but we still have to work for it.
Of course we have to work for it. You're not making sense, son. We do the work of the spirits because the ancestors gave us the magic stones and the canoe songs, and that's how we live. It's never been any different. Even when the white ones came before, it wasn't any different.
But these aren't the same ones. You said the other ones talked like us. I wish I knew what it all means.
Well, son, if I've told you once, I've told you many times. The only true knowledge comes from dreams. You'd be better off going to the mountain and seeing what the ancestors tell you. That would make a heck of a lot more sense than hanging around with these white men with their boats and their evil spells.
Yeah, Pop, sure. Hey, Wichita, you still awake?
For many months, the white men stayed on the island. They cut down trees and built an airstrip and shiny warehouses, and then airplanes landed and unloaded crates of magical cargo. And the white men hired the young men of the tribe as construction workers and warehousemen. The natives were paid with paper money, which at first they could not understand, since they had always traded things of value, like shells and pigs. But soon they learned how the money worked, and from the white men they bought steel axes, frying pans, t-shirts, and sandals. And even stranger things were seen.
Pop, guess what?
A new bunch of white guys landed.
I don't want to hear about it. Do you know one of them wanted to buy your sister?
They've got black men with them.
Are you listening to me? I said one of them
wanted
to...
Maybe you misunderstood him.
I understood him just fine.
Pop, we're trying to tell you there were black men there.
Like regular people?
No. They talk like the white ones.
They don't even wear bones through their noses.
Sounds like a bunch of sissies.
I wonder what this means.
Means how?
Like, does it mean we could get the cargo too?
Well, we can get it anyway, Chicago. We can buy it.
No, stupid. Just have it, not bust rocks for it.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. What do you need this cargo for? That's no way for a black man to live. I don't care what you think you saw.
Hey, Pop, times change.
What do you mean, times change? That's impossible!
I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't mean to upset you.
And for days now, I've been trying to get the men together to rebuild the ancestors' house, but every time I ask, it's wait a few days. I'm busy with the white men. Gotta make money. Gotta help them build these cargo houses. I don't understand what's happening to us.
Pop, I'm sorry. It was a stupid thing to say, and I shouldn't have.
I'm sorry, son. I shouldn't have yelled at you. But I'm looking forward to the day that these white ones go back to their island, wherever it is. They're no good, son. They're no good!
Then one day the white men packed up and sailed away, leaving their airstrip and warehouses and various debris. And the Aborigines went back to their old ways, more or less. But Chicago could not stop thinking about the white men. Truly, the white men, and the black men among them, were the children of the spirits, fed and clothed in exchange for a few strange rituals. Chicago went to the mountain, and for 3 days and nights he fasted, and he was rewarded with knowledge.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hello, dear. How was your fast?
I had a dream. Everything's clear
to
me now.
That's nice, dear. While you were away, the pigs trampled the garden half to pieces. We've been working like maniacs
trying to save the gander. Not now. Gotta take a meeting. I'll be at the men's
house. Don't you even care about your own pigs?
There's gonna be big, big changes around here. Gotta run.
I'll say there's gonna be big changes.
So I built her and the kids a new house. But is she satisfied?
No.
The roof leaks. Can I do some carvings for the front? Can I put in a fireplace?
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Well, I'm proud of you, son.
But
Didn't I tell you? The old ways are the best.
I don't know if you're going to like what I have to say.
Oh, nonsense. If you had this dream, it must be true. I'll call them to order.
The medicine man says it's probably the ghost of your first wife that can be stomach.
Brothers, sit down and listen. My son Chicago is back from his fast, and he has something very important to tell us.
Yeah, what's that going to be?
Fathers and brothers, as you know, I have just returned from 3 days on the mountain. And there it was revealed to me that everything is going to be different from now on. But before I get into that, let me tell you about my dream. Well, I was walking in the woods looking for a lost pig. Only the pig was blue. So, after a while, I meet up with this snake. And the snake says, "Who are you?" And I say, "I am Chicago, son of Chief Manhattan. Who are you?" And the snake says, "I am your ancestor. And I have chosen you to have this knowledge because you will be the next chief. So listen carefully. Back in the dreaming time, your ancestors created magical cargo for the human beings. But the white men stole the cargo and hid it in the great volcano where it has been all this time. So I ask, what is this cargo? And the snake says, clothes like the white men wear, and shiny axes, and boats that move on land. So I say, how do we get it? And the snake says, there will come a great storm, and a bolt of lightning will strike the island so hard it'll turn it upside down. But don't be afraid, because then the volcano will erupt and the cargo will come. But first, you must build a big house to live in during the storm, and the wives and children will leave their houses and come to live with the men.
I never heard of such a thing.
I don't want those brats underfoot.
Then, says the snake, you must kill your pigs and roast them, and gather all the yams from the garden and have a great feast. Then you must sing the new songs I will give you, and then you must bring the women into the men's house and show them the magic stone.
We can't do that.
The spirits would strike us dead.
And then, says the snake, the cargo will come. And none of the human beings will ever have to work again. Everything will be provided.
How do we know you're not making this up? Yeah.
Because when the snake was done talking, he shed his skin. And when I woke up, there was the skin next to me on the ground. Take a look.
Sure enough, there's the snake skin.
It couldn't just be coincidence.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
Pop, doesn't that prove it?
I think we should do whatever Manhattan says. He's the chief.
The ancestors gave us our customs, and that's how we live. That's all I know.
And now they've given us new customs.
Now, you think you have this dream, Chicago, but I think you're under an evil influence. How can you say you'd risk the end of the world just to get some shiny axes? I'm an old man, son. I'll be with the ancestors soon, and I don't want my soul to be wandering around haunting the village and causing mischief. Because mark my words, that's what happens to a human being who turns away from the road the ancestors marked out for him.
But, Pop, we haven't done things the old way for months since the white men came.
Don't you understand? Here's our chance to get back to the old ways before it's too late.
I don't know. This cargo sounds good.
And we can always go back to the old ways if these new songs don't work.
What do you mean if they don't work? Dreams don't lie. No, it was Pop's idea for me to do the fast in the first place.
Chicago, that's enough. I'm the chief, and I forbid it.
I don't see how a dream could be wrong.
I agree with Chicago. Times change.
Right, times change.
Well, Pop, I think the consensus is that we go ahead with this.
Yeah.
I say we go. Then I resign as your chief, effective immediately.
Pop, I never meant... Can't you see...
Oh, yes, I see. Chicago, I always hoped you'd be chief someday... But I thought you'd wait till I was cold in the ground.
Please, Pop!
Don't call me that! I don't have a son! Gentlemen, I bid you goodbye.
Pop, what about me? I'm going with you!
The old chief fell ill. His remaining son, Wichita, tended him, but it was no use, and soon he died. Meanwhile...
Thank you.
whining is going to drive me around the bend.
He's hungry, honey.
Still no sign of rain.
I thought this was supposed to happen right after the feast.
It won't be long now.
I'm getting stiff sitting around all day.
I miss the old songs.
Those magic stones were no big deal.
Yeah, I couldn't see what was so magic.
Are you sure you got all those instructions right?
You heard when I told the dream.
But maybe you don't remember exactly what the snake told you.
That's ridiculous.
Well, all we know is what you told us. Sometimes a person forgets things. Or doesn't hear right. Or a person might even tell a lie.
Do you think I do something on purpose to kill my own father?
I used to resent it, you know. No matter what I did, it was never good enough. But you... you never put a foot wrong. Nothing could come between the two of you.
I won't listen to this.
Many days went by, but the sky remained clear, the volcano remained quiet, and the cargo did not come. And then it was Wichita's turn to have a dream.
Brothers and sisters, I dreamed of the snake who is our ancestor. And the snake told me. I gave your brother Chicago instructions, but he has not done as I asked. He was going to steal the cargo for himself and hide it on the other side of the island and sell it to you as the white men did, instead of giving it to you as I intended. So I have chosen you, Wichita, to lead the human beings. So what do you want us to do, I ask? Well, says the snake, do you remember when the white men first arrived? They brought nothing with them but their boat and the clothes on their back. But when they prayed at their sacred table, the ancestors heard them and sent the cargo. So now you must divest yourselves of all your possessions. Destroy your houses and gardens and build a sacred table next to the white men's airstrip and sing the chants I will give you. When the cargo comes, you won't need your yams and your pigs. And as for that liar, Chicago, you must banish him.
Yeah,
don't
right,
believe him. He's making it up.
Then why hasn't the cargo come yet?
Or maybe it did come and you hid it.
He's always been jealous of me. He's trying to destroy me.
The old man was right. You were under an evil spell.
Yeah, you never got us any cargo.
Chicago, how could you do this to us?
Honey, don't you believe me?
Better run, brother. Save your skin.
Liar.
Get
taking the cargo.
Go into the jungle and stay there.
So Chicago went into the jungle and was not seen again. And the human beings plowed under their gardens and killed their pigs. They built a sacred table, which they strung with some of the leafless vines the white men had left behind, and prayed for cargo.
Easy send call, come pack four. Come in cargo, come in cargo. Easy send call, come pack four. Easy send call.
But the cargo still did not come. Now it happened that the colonial administration, which had never shown any interest in the human beings before, decided to send some engineers to the island to see if the white men's airstrip were still usable. And the engineers saw the famine afflicting the human beings, who no longer farmed nor fished, but sat by the airstrip chanting with the little strength remaining to them. And the engineers told the colonial administrator, who presented a report to the appropriate agency.
It is not known why this aboriginal tribe has destroyed its own agricultural base, but this puzzle may best be left to the anthropologists and historians. The fact is that children are dying, tribal institutions have fallen apart, and the future of this tribe looks very bleak indeed. Therefore, we recommend immediate emergency appropriations for food aid and for a team of technical advisors to administer the relief plan.
Easy send call, come back four. Come in cargo, come in cargo. Easy Sencall Compact 4.
One day a plane landed on the airstrip on the island of the human beings, bringing several white men and many crates of food, and the human beings thought the ways of the ancestors were very strange, but generous nonetheless. To this day, the old people tell the children about Chicago, the evil spirit who tried to steal the cargo, and Wichita, the great prophet who won the gifts of the ancestors back from the white men. The story of the human beings featured Peter Armstrong as Wichita, Shelley Coleman as Ontario, Adrian Cronauer as Manhattan, Joe Davey as Duffy, Scott Winters as Dupuy, and Steve Zettler as Chicago. Also heard were Nancy Cohen, Jamie Katz, and Allison Stewart. Music composed and produced by Joe Davey. Technical production by Miles Smith. The story of the human beings was written, produced, and directed by Jessica Ramey.